in this journey of our life, these two words will help us a lot for changing, converting our life. These two words have infinite power. Whatever work we are doing, we should remember that I am on a journey, you are on a journey, everyone is on their own individual journey. In the society of devotees, according to the karmas, all the devotees are all on their individual journeys. According to the past karma, a person has a basic nature which accompanies him as well as to us in the journey. Why this topic is being taken today? Because we are all in devotion and we also play a role in the devotion of others. We should understand that everyone is on a journey. Always remember that we can just try, can do an endeavor. Whether or not something successful will happen, this is not in our hands. Look, we see in this world, by seeing everyone, suppose a housewife, she thinks that her husband should work according to whatever she thinks. She is thinking about him. She also wants that kids should also move as she wants. Although married, but still she wants parents should be the way she wants them to be. If I cook something, some sweet dish or some sabzi, then that sweet dish should be like the way I wanted it to be. Like this way for several things, moving or non-moving, we want that they should be the way I am thinking about them. They should be just like that. It is not that our thoughts or beliefs are perfect. We are not thinking in perfection. We think that the way I have made it in the frame of my mind, that person should be like that only. And who all are those persons? Whosoever is related to me, we want them that they should be like that only, the way I have framed them in my mind. At times, we say that, I did not expect this from you. Excuse me. That means, I have already predicted your future behavior, and when that future behavior predicted by me did not happen as per my prediction, then I say, I did not expect this from you. The question is, why did you expect anything from any person? First of all, we should think ourselves that everyone has infinite sanskars accumulated since previous births. And even if one is in devotion, we can guide him, but understand that we cannot scold anyone, or we should not feel sad that I did not feel that you will do like this. As this thing is applicable in home, the same way it is applied in the society of devotees also. Why is it so? Because I have told that a material person, he wants that his sister works should work according to him, husband should work according as per me. So in this way, we have all made scripts of everyone in our heart. And we try to fit everyone into the script written in our heart about them. How my husband should be as per my thought. How my daughter should be, she should be just like my thought. How my wife should be, she should just like my thought. We just feel that how my wife should be, my wish also changes with time. At every particular point of time, he should fit in the character I have made him to fit into. I have made a character, my wife, at a particular point of time, and designed the features of my wife, and then I just want some person to fit in that character. This is such a weird belief system. First of all, I directed a character, and then it is not just wife. The character's name is my wife. My is the most prominent word. Then I assigned up all the features. And when there is lack of even a single feature, then that's it. The same way, I have made a character my daughter. My daughter should have all these features. And first you made a character, then after that, features, you create a great job of predicting future behavior. You have to. Now you have to behave accordingly because the direct character has been directed and produced by me. So how her future should be? The way I want. Now you have to be perfect somehow. We should ask ourselves how intelligent an idea this is. First we direct or produce many characters in our inner space, in our mind. And then its main character is me and myself. And the other characters are my wife, my children, my mother. These are all the other characters. It's not just mother. It is my mother, my wife. Ask yourself. The idea of producing the role. Who has made these roles? You yourself have made these roles. And the future behavior of all has been predicted in advance by you. In Indian families, the husband often says to wife, don't interrupt in everything. Why? Because the future behavior was predicted that this character, my wife, should not interrupt me. Ask me any question. Because I am a husband. And husband should not be asked any question by wife. So this characters we have made in our mind. Sometimes people say, I am your father. I am intelligent. So what are we up to? We are just trying to trap others in the cage of our own mind. Now what is the problem? The problem is that the activities of all the jivas, that it takes place whether we like it or not, according to their own past karmas, their own past sanskars. And any of the activity will not happen the way we want because we don't know previous karmas and sanskars of the other person. It is predicted how my child should be, how my servant should be. He should take us for outing, should be working or whatever. Son should help in father's work. So sometimes mother, they predict that she should work and he should be serve mother. The mother doesn't know that when she was in the womb of her mother, it was decided that her son will be a sannyasi. But the mother is continuously trying to predict the behavior that son should be like this. Because of not understanding this thing, that we are on a journey on our own, the other person is on a journey of our own, the basic journey is pre-decided by our karmas, which are known as prarabdhas. So, till we understand this, we will continue to struggle and continue to write the script of others. Whether one is my father-in-law or my son-in-law or mother-in-law, everyone has their own respective journey. But I want all those people in my journey should behave in a manner as I want. Look, whatever you desire, what is reality? He will behave the way he wants to be. He will behave the way his karmas are directing and his sanskars are directing. He will be the way he should be. He will be, and if we want to be happy in our life, then what are the two golden words? Will be is confirmed. He will be as per karmas and sanskars. And for us to be happy, what are the two golden words? If we want to be happy, the moment we are doing, thinking, he should not be like this, won't be, this should not be done, that person should not be doing this way, he should act like this, my husband should do like this. If we continue to do like this, think like this, we'll never be happy. So the two golden words through which we can attain peace, shanti, are let be. Because that person will be anyway the way he's going to be. He will be what his karmas and sanskars are driving him to be. if you want to be in peace, just accept this and just let be. Let it be. It will be anyway. You just internally let it be. Let be. Merely by hearing these two words, one can feel so much of peace. And one internalizes these two words in the heart, there's so much of peace all the time. We should stop writing scripts of others. Let be. Don't write script of anyone. We write scripts of everyone. Just imagine. This is so surprising. To be happy, we should not write script of anyone. We spend very large part of our life in writing script of others, of everyone practically. Like there is one disciple, one counselor, he said this to me. That means you have written the script of your counselor as well, that he should not tell me this much. And if you have a counselee, then you think that you have written the script and he should change in this way. And if he is not changed, we are sad because we have already predicted his future behavior. Everyone is trying to predict the future behavior of everyone. What a pathetic state of mind. We spend maximum part of our lives in writing everyone's script. We waste large part of our lives in writing will be and then should be. How do we spend large part of our lives? In should be. And it should happen like this, and we remain sad in large part of our lives. So if we just spend a small part of our life in making this let be, these two words get settled in our heart, then the large part of our life which we are spending in writing script of others will be changed, which get transferred into happiness. These two very small words, let be, they should stay in our heart. Then the large part of our life will get converted into happiness. You just have to get out of your system. The divinity, Guru, Krishna, they will come in if you are properly doing bhakti. You get out of your system of this, he should be, that should be. Let be. We are not able to accept each other the way the other person actually is. We don't accept that my wife is like this. We think, how can my wife reply me like this? If we will control some person, that person will not be controlled. Rather, some barrier will arise between us. And because of that, the relationship will be spoiled. You are writing script of your wife and the wife is writing your script. It is just a clash of scripts. And how can there be happiness when everyone is just writing everyone else's script? Just by one barrier, the relationship is spoiled and here the whole script is written and the other person has totally written a totally different script. So then nobody will ever take place, not for anyone. So if someone does let be, then that person will be happy. Otherwise, there's just no scope for happiness for anyone. We do japa and other things, but if we don't know these basic things, then we can never be happy. And when one does not act and behave according to us, what happens? We are distressed. We are sad. And what is the reality? That no one will act according to us. And when someone doesn't act according to us, then we become unhappy. Reality is, forget someone. No one will act according to us. What did I say before? That whenever even a single person does not act according to us, we feel sad. But reality is, nobody acts according to us. So, to be distressed, to be dukhi, we have manufactured a factory. Hey dear, I am an industrialist. Look at my producing unit. We are all industrialists. Even a beggar of a street is also an industrialist. Look at his producing units. Factory of making predictions of everyone. All around us. Once while moving, I saw on a road a beggar was hitting her wife. Then I thought that he does not have any solution to lord over on anyone at any other place, on any other person. But he is doing this and slapping her in front of everyone because this is the only scope for him. Kindly everyone, please stop being the script writer. This is not our profession. Our profession as a devotee is to fit ourselves in the script which is written for us mercifully by Sri Gurudev and Gauranga. We are not script writers. This is not our profession. If we will choose the wrong profession, then how things will be? Always remember, if we are predicting any future behavior of any person, then we ourselves are responsible for a dangerous disease. And what is the disease? After predicting the future behavior of someone? Attachment. Have you heard of disease? AIDS, HIV? There is no bigger disease than attachment. Bhagavatam also says, Asha hi paramam dukkham. Attachment, expectations. Attachment to the wrong image of oneself, of others. Neither I am a soul nor he is. And when I am a soul, the other person is matter. Great. Just leave this. You are saying that that person who are in relation to us, they should be like this. It means you want them to be like matter. Matter can be removed from here to there as per your will. Matter has not got any free will. Huh? We try to make other person dead matter if we want that he should be like this. He anyway is not going to be the way we want him to be. When we see people's conversations that in sports, he should not have made this shot. This shot was not nice. Oh, this president should have taken this decision. If you're talking about your wife, then it is still somewhat, it can be understood. But then prime minister should do like this. This movie star should have acted like this. A sports star should have done like this. We keep on writing scripts of everyone. Whomsoever we think of, left, right, top, bottom. And sometimes we write instant scripts. Sometimes we write many scripts of many years. Suddenly we get to know about some person, we write script, an experienced script writer. If you ask, are being asked, what is your profession? You can simply say, I am a script writer. Anyone. Even if you are unemployed, you can write, I am a script writer. Okay, whose script are you writing? If everyone is a script writer, then whose scripts are you all writing? If 5 people stay at home, then all are having the profession of writing scripts. And if only 2 people are staying at home, then there are 2 script writers. In a school, class 7, there are 50 people. Then ask anyone, what is your profession? Even though they are children, but the profession is just one, writing scripts. Such a wonder. Everyone is a professional script writer. Kindly stop writing scripts. If you want to write script, then write that beautiful script which Guru and Gauranga have written, they are writing, or they will write. I should try to fit myself into that script. Through that you will attain peace. At all times we want to change other person. And who all are those people? My wife, husband, daughter. Don't try to convert, change a conscious person into a dead matter. Like we say this in context to our wife. This is her duty only. Okay, who assigned this duty? Me. Whose duty was it? My wife's. She has to give me food when I come. My daughter should act the way I want her to be. This is the duty of daughter. This is not the duty of a daughter. This is the duty of my daughter. You have written the script of my daughter. We took a historical session sometime back, 1863. The name of the session was, series was, Particle of Service. We will look into this now. In reality, what I am, the soul, is just a particle. This word is very big, but I am very small particle. I am not particle. I am just a particle of service. Just 1/10,000 of the tip of the ear, of the hair. When we see sunlight, we can see many particles. If we divide that particle into crores of times, then also that will not match my size. I am that small a particle. And if we are not able to do let be amongst devotees, then we will never be able to do this in our homes. In our homes, there are all business dealings, selfish dealings, selfish relations. That always, don't you know that I have to go for work at 10, you should get the food ready. So whatever relationship we have, we write script for that. In limited time, I write my unlimited scripts. So how will power be attained then? First, we should read scriptures very gravely, and this scripture named Bhagavad Gita, we should not become so renounced that we renounce Bhagavad Gita, renounce reading of Bhagavad Gita. We should read Bhagavad Gita. We should not keep it as it is. And then we say sometimes, I can't tolerate beyond a point. This is our daily routine. We use this line. I can tolerate up to a point, not after that. We say this as we boil at different degrees in English. We boil at different degrees. There are some people who don't boil at all. You do anything, they will not boil. And some get boiled just by looking at them. So, we should have this thing in our heart that should write our own script that I will never boil. I will never get boiled, no matter what. Because I have accepted the golden formula, the Ananda Sutra, the Sutra for Happiness, let be. We have to renounce the idea of expectations. Otherwise, we will never be able to renounce miseries. If there are expectations, asha, then there will be miseries, dukkha. Asha hi paramam dukkham. Buy one, get one free. It is not possible that you expect something and you are not going to be distressed. If we have no expectation, then we will always be happy without expectations. Not with expectations we become happy. With no expectations we become happy. Not with it should be like this we become happy. Let be. By letting be, we become happy. What are the bundle of thoughts? Which is a stick number 1, my wife. Stick number 2, my daughter. Stick number 3, my would-be granddaughter. What are these sticks? Thoughts. And what I am? I am just a bundle of thoughts. All these sticks are according to me. Concept of my wife, my daughter, fellow devotees. They should match the following. I have made concepts of them in my mind, and if externally they don't match, I become distressed. This is our story of our life. Who made you sad? Only your expectations, your concepts, your scripts of others. Bhagavad Gita says, Karmanne evadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. Don't desire the fruits of your actions. Here, what are we, by writing scripts, we are not desiring the fruits of our actions. We are desiring full gardens or gardens of fruits for our actions. We are desiring a full garden full of so many trees, but just by writing scripts of others. And Krishna is saying, don't even desire a single fruit of your action. When you start desiring, you are actually just sowing a seed of distress. That's all. Just by sowing a seed, you start expecting a flower garden in return. Actually, even before sowing a seed, you desire a flower garden in return, that you will be happy this way. Then we say to our husband, he does not understand me. Excuse me, this is great. How could you think that he has taken birth to understand you? How this thought come to your heart? Krishna told Arjuna. Kutaha kashmanam. Arjuna, how could this tool-like thought come in your mind? First of all, you tell me this. After that, we'll talk about dharma, etc. The first two golden words were uttered by Krishna were Kutaha kashmanam. First, tell me how this stupid thought came in your mind. That person does not understand me. My father does not understand me. My husband does not understand. Why should they understand you? You understand him. He also has desires that you should be according to him. Why don't you understand him? He is also writing your script. And you, the wife, you are also writing his script. The reality is, in a home also, the husband and wife practically live as strangers under one roof. And if they are two children, then there are four people together, then four strangers under one roof. Because everyone is writing script of everyone. Like if you are going in a train, there are 72 seats and all are strangers. Now think, suddenly someone says you should act according like this. If someone, it comes from outside, you will ask, have you gone crazy? Why should I act according to you? Similarly, everyone in the home also, it appears that there is a family, but actually everyone is a stranger. Everyone is on their own journey. Like in the train, everyone is on their own journey, though living together for a little while. We have to change our belief system if we want to be happy. Should be, should not be in our dictionary. We want to change everyone's belief system. Why you acted this way? Our whole life, large part of our lives is, you should do it this way. Why you did this way? We cry in our hearts, you should have acted that way. What we have to do? We have to change our belief system. Our belief system will determine our way of living, our standard of living, our happiness in living. What will determine this? Our belief system. Choosing the right thought at the right time. This will not happen at our own. For this reason, we need Guru's mercy, blessings at every step. Why? Because we cannot choose the right thought every time. That is why, this is the reason we need Gurudev is the Karanadhar, the captain of the ship. Because he will give the right thought. He will bless us with the right thought. When we are having pain in our legs, the doctor will obviously give us medicine for leg pain. Or will he give us medicine for cough? So, Guru is super expert. Guru is a doctor of everything. Anthropologist, neurologist, cardiologist, all logist. That person is Guru. So, there is a most urgent need for Gurudev, practically Gurudev in our lives. Because since we are not capable of creating right thought at every moment. What is the reason? The reason is, our stubbornness, our expectations. It is the only reason for our tensions, only reason for our depression that we keep on writing scripts, keep on continuing as a stubborn person. How my wife should be, how the fellow devotees should be, like this. When there is Krishna only, then there is happiness, then there is Anand, and only then there is satisfaction. So till the time, our expectations will remain in the center. If I will be in the center between husband, wife, children, parents, then Krishna will not be there. When I comes, he goes. And how can there be happiness when Krishna is present? As soon as I predict the future behavior, then Krishna disappears from there. So when Krishna is not in our relationship, then how can we be happy? Krishna has to be the center of our relationship for us to be happy. We want some person to be changed. Why? Because if he changes, then I will be happy. We are so very selfish. Crudely selfish. My wife should do work like this. Why? Because if she does so, then this is great for me. Then by this, I will be happy. We can only be happy when we just let be and stop writing script of others and fit ourselves in the script written by our merciful Sri Gurudev. Hare Krishna.